Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on Meta.com.
Welcome back to Take Command. This pick segment is brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The total in this game is only 46.5 points. I think we hit the over here. I think Washington's offense has a much better game for starters. I think they are over 20 points or around 20 to 24 points in this game. And I think the Chiefs are up around 25 to 30 points in this game. So I'm looking at a total closer to 50 than 46.5. I think both teams are going to move the football, and Washington, particularly if Debo and Terry are back. You know, everyone nationally talks about the drop-off to Mariota. It's like, oh, now you can't run your offense. We know better. We've seen this. He ran an offense where they scored 40 against Carolina last year, and look what he did in the second half against the Cowboys last year. Heck, I thought the Raiders game this year, he was excellent. The Falcons game, he was pretty good. They didn't lose because of him or the offense in that game. So I think that they are able to move the ball. You know, they might even – I like them catching 11.5 points, by the way, if we're talking about that too. But I love the over 46.5. Do you expect a lower-scoring game here? How do you see the game script kind of playing out?
Yeah, I was talking to Fred about this the other day, and I think the thing that sticks out to me is in a game like this, if you're Washington and you want to control the football, like, do you lose a possession on the tail end of this game, which keeps you from that, you know, that – so you win by – it's 24 to 20 as the final score potentially, right, because of how both teams want to play. And again, I already mentioned this, like, Kansas City's not this high-potent, down-the-field, hit-you-in-the-face offense like – Dallas was. Like, they're a little bit more conservative, right? So I do think because of game flow, game style, it could potentially limit the number of points, not because the offenses aren't playing well, just because of game flow, time on the clock in terms of running clock, because of how they're going to handle play selection.
That's what the odds makers are certainly thinking. Once again, that was the pick segment brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right, we'll start with the Washington offense, Logan. Looking at the Chiefs defense and how they play, who should get some opportunities to have a big game?
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Yeah, I think someone that if Debo plays, like, he would be my guy 100%. Just based on how teams have been playing them, a good opportunity to get him some bubble screens to the perimeter, get him downhill kind of as an extension of the running game, you know, kind of those design runs, which were so creative and so detrimental to opposing teams' defenses early in the season. Like, if he's healthy and he's in there, like, let's get that man the rock early and often, and let his explosive physical style carry us. So that's a guy that I would look to there.
Yeah, you take the Bears game out of the equation just because I'm not sure how healthy he was.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen him get targets 10, 8, only 3 against the Raiders. They didn't really need him. They blew them out. But 6, 11. I mean, the offense has kind of gone through him. He's had 3 70-plus yard games as a receiver this season. Could be a fourth looming. On the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs are going to they don't even need to spread you out, but they're going to throw it on you. They're going to do it with multiple tight ends occasionally. They're going to take their shots down the field. Mahomes, highest rate in 5 seasons going deep. Who do you like defensively to have a good game?
Yeah, I actually part of me wants to say the secondary here. I don't know why. I don't have really great insight. I like the matchup a little bit better than I do last week. I think the physical style that Amos and Lattimore play with are going to be advantageous versus these really fast corners. Like, if they can get hands on and disrupt them, they're not as effective down the field. And I think they're going to have to fit the runs. And I think, like, if those guys can play well, we got a shot in this game, you know? And so I'm going to say, I for whatever reason, I just feel good about those guys this week in the matchup.
Enjoy your rotisserie chicken.
Thank you.
And we'll reconvene after the ball game. Now, remember, we do a live take command after the game. Logan generally traveling back with the team. So Kedrick Colston, his former teammate, fills in with me. And then the next time you'll hear from us as a tandem of Paulsons will be right after the game with Logan's film breakdown early next week. Be a little bit different rhythm after a Monday nighter. But thanks for enjoying Take Command. You can watch us 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 YouTubes. Subscribe, rate, review, and please spread the word. Do us a favor. Shoot this podcast to a friend this week that's never listened to it. That would be pretty cool. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll get back after it after a huge game with the Chiefs. The gauntlet about to get underway. It's Kansas City, Seattle, and Detroit in a 3-week stretch at 3-4. The season is in the balance. Washington trying to shock everybody in Kansas City. Thanks for checking out. Take Command.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.